Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you, Brian Main, for that introduction, and welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Robert L. Millett has produced a new book, a book titled Living in the 11th Hour, Preparing for the Glorious Return of the Savior. Now, many people probably have no clue as to who Robert Millett is. In fact, very few people, I think, even in the state of Utah, would know who Robert Millett is. If it was not for the Christian organization known as Standing Together, which is headed up by Greg Johnson. Greg Johnson made Robert Millett famous by going with him to various venues, including Christian churches, and having these famous discussions or dialogues going back and forth, discussing various issues pertaining to Mormon theology, Christian theology, and such. But anyway, Robert L. Millett is a BYU professor, and on the back of his book, it gives his bio.
Robert L. Millett and Abraham O. Smoot, professor and former dean of religious education at Brigham Young University, is a professor of ancient scripture and a lifelong scholar of the last days. After receiving bachelor's and master's degrees from BYU in psychology, he earned a PhD from Florida State University in religious studies. He has served in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as a seminary teacher, bishop, stake president, and member of the Materials Evaluation Committee. He and his wife, Shauna, are the parents of six children.
Okay, now why do we really even care what a BYU professor has to say? Well, it's because Robert L. Millett has become very well known in some Christian circles for being a Latter-day Saint, but also there are many who are familiar with some of the things that have been said by him himself and things about him that have given the impression that Robert L. Millett was somehow moving towards Christian orthodoxy. Now, I've always been skeptical of that hope. It's not that I haven't hoped that that would be the case. And there certainly have been some things that Robert Millett has said that did give me hope. And then there's been other things that he has said that certainly dashed all those hopes. But I will say this, folks, if there was one thing that certainly has dashed those hopes for me at this present time, it would be this current book. Because in this book, Robert Millett makes it very clear that his allegiance is to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that his allegiance is to the salvation process of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that his allegiance is to Joseph Smith, the founder of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And when you read this book, if you had any hopes whatsoever that somehow Robert Millett was a closet Christian, I would hope, if you have any basic understanding of what the Bible has to say, that you would walk away after reading this book realizing that that just is not true. And so for anybody at least to come up to me and say, well, I think Robert L. Millett's a brother in Christ, I would really wonder what you thought a brother in Christ actually is. Because there's things that he says in this book, folks, that certainly do not fall within the category of Christianity. Now, we're going to go through some of the pages in this book to give you an idea of what he has to say. But in the preface, he says this, in the very last paragraph, this is what Robert Millett has to say.
He says, "My hope is to remind us of prophetic principles we need to know, the deeds of discipleship we need to do, and perhaps most important, the kind of person we need to become in order to feel peaceful and prepared when the Savior returns in glory."
Now that sounds pretty innocuous, but what you didn't bring out was the fact that a lot of those words were italicized. They were emphasized. And what were those words that were italicized? For instance, principles we need to know in our head, the deeds of discipleship we need to do, D-O is italicized, and perhaps most important, the kind of person we need to become italicized. Now, in an understanding that we have as Bible-believing Christians, certainly all this would fall under the sanctification aspect of salvation. Certainly, a Christian should do things, know things, become something. But does that really reflect on your position in the eternities if you are not absolutely successful in overcoming all those negative aspects in your life? Does your justification become a reality when you know, do, and become? Or is that justification a reality when you come to Christ by faith in what he did for you on the cross at Calvary? And that becomes important because Robert L. Millett, being a member of the LDS Church, comes with a set of definitions with the words that he's going to use in this book. We need to use the definitions that he would be using in order to understand where he is coming from.
And that word do is, I think, key and central to the whole crux of what Mormonism is all about. It's about what you do and what you become. Whereas in Christianity, it's about what Christ has done and who we have become because we become new creations in Christ. Old things have passed away, all things have become new. It's day and night, the difference.
Yeah, and it's not that the Mormons don't talk about sanctification and justification. They certainly do. They use those words. In fact, we're going to cite a quotation from page 19 of this book. But the problem is, of course, as we've said many times, they tend to meld or mix up the two terms to where if you are going to be justified, you have to also be 100% sanctified. That's the way it's been explained by LDS leadership. Now, you might talk to a lay member in the Mormon church who might not agree with that. Not well, good. I'm glad they probably don't. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We have to say it again, folks. This is viewpoint on Mormonism, not viewpoint on what your Mormon neighbor might think. We're trying to give you an understanding of what the church leadership has written and said and want the members of their church to believe, fully understanding that not all Mormons do believe what the church leadership wants them to believe. We understand that. But here is a case of a man who is very loyal to the Mormon system. And I think we need to better understand where he's coming from, lest we draw the false conclusion that Mr. Millett, being a professing member of the LDS Church, would fall within those parameters of Christianity. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we discuss this. Yep. But he talks about false Christs in his book. And on page 19, this is what he writes.
He says, when the Lord warns of false Christ, he seems to be referring not so much to individuals as to tenets, teachings, and alternative pathways to happiness. Quote, a false Christ is not a person, Elder Bruce R. McConkie explained. It is a false system of worship, a false church, a false cult that says, lo, here is salvation. Here is the doctrine of Christ. Come believe thus, and so, and ye shall be saved. It is any concept or philosophy that says that redemption, salvation, sanctification, justification, and all of the promised rewards can be gained in any way except that set forth by the apostles and prophets.
Except that set forth by the apostles and prophets. Now, this is a statement from Bruce McConkie, and I might mention Robert Millett loves Bruce McConkie.
And we do, too.
Well, for different reasons, of course. But
he says it the way it is.
He certainly did. And I would have to say that Robert Millett is probably one of the few of modern writers that still likes to quote Bruce McConkie. And I find many of the modern writers would much rather get away from him because of his bluntness.
It's not always true, though, because I was just reading in the April 2014 Ensign, and sure enough, they quote from McConkie. So he's still around.
Oh, yeah, he's still around.
It's just that oftentimes when we bring him up and somebody doesn't like it, then they say, well, that's just McConkie's opinion. But he did state things in Mormonism the way they really are.
Going back to that citation that you read, though, Eric, when they talk about a false Christ is not just a person, it's a false system of worship, a false church, a false cult. McConkie did use that word cult. A false cult that says, lo, here is salvation. Here is the doctrine of Christ. Isn't that what the Mormon church says?
Yeah, exactly right.
Isn't that what they've claimed ever since 1830? If you're going to find salvation, you can only find it in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So are they a cult?
Well, they would, of course, say no, because they're the one making this statement, and they are referring to everybody outside of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So obviously, they think that if you profess to be a Christian, or you claim that you have a path of salvation, but you're not a part of the LDS Church, I would assume, since Mr. Millett is quoting Bruce McConkie on the statement, that he would agree that anybody outside of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who professes to be a Christian is really a part of a false system of worship, a false church, and a false cult. Why else would he quote him? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make sense otherwise. Well, we find on the next page, on page 20, he says, again, that the emphasis is put on staying in the Mormon church. In the last days, the people of God must, absolutely must, stay in the mainstream of the church, capital C, and of course the context is the LDS church. They must avoid any and all efforts to be truer than true, must take their cues from Holy Scripture, as that Scripture is interpreted and declared by living apostles and prophets.
Now, if anybody had any hope of the conversations that Millett had with Greg Johnson at the Standing Together events that they had, I know I heard years ago people were saying, I think maybe he's coming closer to Christianity. But as you said at the beginning of the show, I think this is very clear that the capital C church is utmost important to Robert Millett.
Well, let me get this in before we have to close. On page 22, Dr. Millett writes, I suppose that false prophets could take many forms, but essentially they all are individuals who claim to speak for God, but have not received the requisite divine authorization.
And that's the priesthood.
Exactly. And who is he referring to when he talks about false prophets that come who claim to speak for God but don't have this divine authorization?
That would be us.
That would be every preacher, every pastor, everyone that is leading a congregation outside of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, don't be fooled. Just because the Mormons might call us Christian, they don't think we're Christian in the same sense of authority that Mormons believe they have.
But wouldn't this also be referring to Greg Johnson also?
Well, I think it would have to.
Well, he claims to be a pastor, and if he is a pastor and he's not pastoring within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, then obviously he certainly would come under this. But he goes on to say this, at the very end of this paragraph, he says, for behold, verily I say that many there be who are under this condemnation, who use the name of the Lord and use it in vain, having not authority, quoting Doctrine and Covenant 63:59-62. So obviously, Mr. Millett, I have to assume, believes that if you are a pastor and you are not pastoring within the church, his church, that you are one of these false prophets who have taken this form and claiming that you speak for God, but you don't have what he calls the requisite divine authority.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the seven churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit mrm.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's mrm.org.